Okay, this episode of Rob's Point of View is brought to you by Rob's Cleaning and Maintenance Service, Bronx, New York, 10453. Phone number is 917-600-6174. Give a call for all your basic home repairs, electrical, plumbing, and carpentry, and landscaping. Thank you. Now, with that said, this is Rob Coletti of Rob's Cleaning and Maintenance Service doing this episode of Rob's Point of View and what it is. In this episode, we're going to get some a couple of things straight here that we nearly need to. I am sick and I haven't done sick and tired of talking about this team. I'm going to talk about the Knicks only after I talk about the Hawks versus the Brooklyn Nets game that I just saw the highlights for. I got to give both the Nets and Hawks credit for their teams coming along. Two-way basketball, something we don't see from the Knicks. Okay? Two-way players. You can talk Thibodeau. You can talk all you want about team effort. Your players don't play two-way basketball. You don't have two-way players outside of Julius Randle, for the most part. Most of your players are one way or predominantly one way and don't perform well in the other way. All right? You have, oh man, let me talk about the Nets and the Hawks first before I get into the Knicks. And I'm gonna slam Thibodeau and I'm gonna slam Leon Russell, the both of them. Are at fault here. Don't give Thibodeau a break here. Thibodeau has this insane fascination with veteran starters. Thibodeau, note to Thibodeau, why is it that you went along with Leon Russell to get you a 31-year-old point guard and a 31-year-old shooting guard to start? You have all this young talent. The Knicks have for over a almost oh, actually yeah over a decade. Well, almost a decade have been moving away from an older age basketball team to a younger one. Now, unless you're including people of high ranking talent at that age that play two-way basketball, that are in the elite of the league, people like Kevin Durant or James Harden, or let's I guess you can include well, I'm not even going to go there. CP3. I'm not even going to go there because I haven't seen that much of him, and I think it's more name recognition than anything else at this point. What I'm going to say is this: this clownish move where you get these guys that can pump the hoop every once in a while. All right, 40. Was it Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker? These guys are name recognition from earlier years, from 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Come on. And in fact, they've never really been good defensive belt players, two-way players. And you went, the only two choices you made, I didn't even get a chance to talk about the Nets and the Hawks. I thought that was an incredible confrontation. When what's his name? Trae Young was hiding behind one of the Brooklyn defenders, and KD didn't like what he was doing. Come over and leaned right into him and shoved him, and then the two of them had a confrontation as Trae Young spun back and pushed him off. See, that's the kind of stuff you're not going to see that kind of stuff from the Knicks. You know why you're not going to see this stuff from the Knicks? Because the Knicks don't play defense. Let's face it, they don't. The idea that they get some steals and some blocks is when they feel like it, they do play defense. But the reality is, that's not how it works, okay? You're supposed to get back on defense, and not only are you supposed to get back on defense, but you're supposed to have defensive goals. You ever watch the Knicks against any of these opponents when the opponents speed up the game? They stand there like bowling pins. They don't confront anything. They don't try to block a shot. No one tries to steal the ball. They just look confused. That's evidence of a lack of talent. Anyway, let's go back to the Nets and the Hawks. They put on a hell of a game. They're both doing well right now. The Knicks were at the beginning of the season. These two teams were kind of sputtering, particularly the Hawks. Not anymore. And it goes back to the same old thing. It's like, here's what it comes down to. I'll say it like it is, all right? Because now I'm going to kick over to the Knicks. First off, like I mentioned, the Knicks for almost a decade have been drafting and moving in the direction of making the team younger. The idea is you should have younger starters. Okay, so you say, oh, I don't want a rookie starter. Well, you had R.J. Barrett as a starter last year, right? And he didn't do great things. He did okay. He was better than average. He was better than average again this year. Although I'm not impressed with his defense either. Okay? And so what happens? We look at Leon Rose's moves since he became GM. His only move, only three moves that I know that he did right. That was Julius Randle getting picked. I mean, traded for. His trading of Marcus Morris because he felt that he was having a career year and that he's not going to do any better than that. And that's absolutely right, and that was a good move. All right? We got draft picks out of that. I'm not even going to go into how they could have drafted Trae Young's backup point guard. We're not going there. I only talked about that all summer. Well, let's go ahead and look at this. This is the Leon Russell. I mean, not Leon Russell. Might as well be Leon Russell, a faggot that he was. Leon Rose. Leon Rose. What kind of GM is this man? I mean, let's look at also now. He got Julius Randle. That was a good move. He got rid of Marcus Morris. For draft choices, and several of them at that. He got him at his peak value. He used Marcus Morris for his peak value. That was a good move. We're not appreciating that because he's not using any of the draft choices, and they're all talented. Although, and he could have done better as far as the draft choices also. Tom Thibodeau was just not using them because of Tom Thibodeau's. I know he was coach of the year last year, but that was more about Julius Randle than him. I'm getting very convinced of that, and I'm getting tired of the Tom Thibodeau cult. Let's see, one more move. Oh yeah, last year. He has a free agent pick up Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose is still a pretty good pickup as a free agent. He's a backup, but he has big games, and he still has some game to him. Okay? All right? He plays two-way basketball. Now, outside of that, we've got guys like, okay, I'm going to say something here. Emmanuel Quickley is a talented basketball player. He plays two-way basketball. Problem is, he doesn't get enough minutes, and he's not getting help like the other, like Julius Randle or Derrick Rose. And he's not consistent, unfortunately. But he can be with more minutes. He had been consistent at the beginning of the year, but you can understand a young player like him getting upset with what is going on right now. All right, so he's going to get a pass. I'm not going to give him any problem or not say anything about him. It's not fair. He showed improvement over the preseason. He played the summer league. He's done everything right. And it's just, you can't get, that's, you don't get rewarded in the tibial system, apparently, when you're young, regardless of what you do, because that's not how Tom Thibodeau operates. He's more about name recognition players and the bullshit, okay? Him and Leon Rose are a match made in heaven, and they both need to get the hell out of here, okay? This is what it comes down to. I'm just not feeling them, and I'm gonna. This is a scathing attack on them. I don't agree with what they're doing with this team. Okay, another thing. We have a bust here. All right, Mitchell Robinson has been given enough years to get it together. He was supposed to improve. He never improved. At his best, Mitchell Robinson. Block shots and get a lot of rebounds on a relatively consistent basis. That was two, even three seasons ago now. He's not doing it the same anymore. He doesn't. He still leaps good. He still does his alley-oops. He still, don't get it twisted. But he's not an intimidating force like describe him. All right. And he is flat-footed when it comes to any center in the league that can move, and there's a lot of them that can move. He can't move fast. He gets flat-footed. He falls behind on the defense every time, and he's ineffective. Okay, and that's the starter material. Now you go to the backup, Nolan Sewell, who played well last year. But Nolan Sewell, he's not young anymore. Okay, and it's showing. And he's not playing well. He's not playing two-way basketball. He's a bowling pin defensively this year. I say they both need to be traded. Kemba Walker needs to be traded. So does Evan Fournier. I mean, what in the world did, what kind of a mess could Leon Russell have, I mean, Leon Rose have made of a good team? He had an easy job this season. Off season, and he made his job hard. It's like he intentionally ruined the team. All he had to do was draft this kid out of Jersey as a point guard, play him a lot, not necessarily make him the starter, but maybe make him the starter if he worked hard for it. I mean, there's a lot of stupid things he did, and he didn't do any of that. And what did he do? He brought in a name recognition old man. The problem with the Knicks was the name recognition guys before. That reminds me of when this clown was the Knicks GM in 2010 and was fired in 12 or 13. This he came in and he got name recognition players for the Knicks. Some of them were good, some of them were trouble. They just were the wrong people to be making a signing as free agents, and they ruined the team. Okay? Give you an example. What's his name? Smith. Was it Smith or, well, I'm trying to think what the hell his name was. Yeah, J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith was a disgrace. But basically, you knew he was a head case. Very talented head case. This guy can't play in a team framework. It's like he poisoned or cancered the attitude of Amar'e Stoudemire, who was not that type of player, who had that kind of a bad rep. And Stoudemire became an asshole. J.R. Smith, later, a couple of years later, did foul stuff right on the court. He went out and got Ron Artest. I mean, like, this is the insanity. So here we go. Liam Rose is doing the same name recognition shit. Okay? Time to get fired.
Leon Rose, I don't care what kind of promotion they've made of you, because you made a couple of good moves, you need to get fired. Fired, fired, fired. You took the team in the worst direction possible after the first playoff year in almost 10 years, and you just ruined it. They get a good year, and then the GM comes along and goes in the wrong direction, goes crazy. It's like sabotage. Like, they do the shit intentionally. You know, they make money off of the free agents. I mean, from the agents and them make money. It's like a scam. And they screw over the fan. And it's just disgusting. And Thibodeau's got to go. His idea of not playing young players when he's got fantastic young players sitting on the bench with potential. Listen, maybe they're not going to play two-way. Maybe they got to develop defensive skill. I don't know. We haven't seen much of them since the summer league when they showed off the offensive skill. But how do you draft a point guard like who showed talent like Miles McBride and did not play him at all? We've seen a little bit of the shooting guard, Quentin Grimes, and he's shown some talent. He hasn't shown much any defense, but he showed some skill. He found the old man on a couple of plays in a game. He's hitting threes. I mean, what's going on here? You got all this talent. We've seen good things from we've seen a lot of good things from Jericho Sims. All right. Don't see much on the court. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin was a good draft choice, although I'm not impressed with his defense. But he has played well. He hustles. He deserves credit. Him and Emmanuel Quickley have a lot of heart, and they bring the game. And they're consistent in that. They bring the game, and they hustle. I don't know why Quickley's not getting minutes right now. I think it's horrible. I don't understand why the young player's not getting. I think it's just really a question of Thibodeau doesn't know the right thing to do in the situation. His style is antiquated. And it not only is it antiquated, but his style also doesn't match the talent that he has been drafted or is on this team. It's like him and Leon Russell trying to do a coup, bring in old players that failed. Okay? Time ago. We're not even in the halfway mark of this season, and it's a garbage season. You just don't have a clue. You show it, and it's time to go. That's it. And especially Leon Russell. You just don't have a clue, or you're being malicious. This is horrible. This is exactly the same James Dolan type management team, GM bullshit, same time, same bad channel. That's been going on since 2019. Okay, or let's say 2019, excuse me, to the year 2000. I was going to say 2009, but let's go to 2000. I mean, not 2000. I was going to say 1999, but let's give the benefit of the doubt of 2000 as the start year of this bullshit. And it's ongoing, and it's the same scenarios. GMs that are get name recognition players and old players that are not going to win. They're not that talented. When you have an opportunity to draft a two-way player with a potential of being an all-star, you don't do it. Unbelievable. Get the GM out of there. Fire GM. Fire the so-called coach of the year last year. Tom Thibodeau. Let's get in. let's trade Mitchell Robinson, Nolan's Noel, Evan Fournier, Kimball Walker. Get the garbage that Leon Russell brought into the team out in the case of those two clowns. And let's actually three, because he glued New Orleans as well. And Mitchell Robinson is somebody else's mistake. But that's understandable. You know, he had potential. And he just never met his potential. But he's got, it's just time. They're just normal management situations. All right? But he's got to go. Okay? I'm not even going to mention that we still have Kevin Knox on this roster. I have no idea why. And that's it. That's what I got. Honestly, this, you know, to continue, you're going to continue. If you don't make any moves during before the trade deadline, it shows that you don't have you don't have an understanding of what you're doing, or B, you just really hate the Knicks fans, which sounds like it's coming straight from the James Dolan Hall of Shame. Same shit, different day, which I really believe it is. Okay, you should be making these trades. Last year was different than when you didn't make any moves. Today, this year, oh hell no. You best make some trades. This team is a disgrace in comparison to last year's improvement. And you still have a lot of the players from last year. You found a way to wreck this team. Congratulations, Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau. Get lost.
And that's it for this particular episode of Rob's point of view.